I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by race director of the Errigal International Youth Tour and cycling, of course, if you weren't aware of what it was, James Harkin, and Eugene McGettigan, the club chairman of Errigal Cycling Club. You're very welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in. And well, suppose you're going to tell me all the hard work's done for the next weekend, which is the 3rd and the 5th. Of August is when the race is on. The Errigal International Youth Tour, it's been on the calendar now for a couple of years. James, I'm going to talk to you first.
Yeah, look, we started this in 2012 and it's been a roller coaster, but it's been a very good roller coaster since. It's gone from strength to strength every year. Numbers have held up extremely well. In a recession, cycling numbers are inclined to go up. The recession's over in this country. Cycling numbers are down in all other events this year, but the Errigal International Youth Tour has held its own, and we're up at just under 250 riders, where we've been for the last couple of years. We're delighted with that.
James, a big undertaking, because I don't think it's like every event, people just turn up and see what it is it all about. But when you put the term international beside it, it really shows, you know, it's just not an Irish event here. There's a lot of different people coming from all over Europe to come to it.
Yeah, and look, that's what this whole event started 20-odd years ago down in Kerry, to try to bring international riders to compete against the top Irish riders, to let the Irish riders see where they're at. The Kerry International Youth Tour was held by a couple of clubs down there over a 9 or 10 year period. It moved to Mayo for a few years, and we've had it here in Errigal for the last 8 years, and we've tried to keep that international feel to it. We have riders from Malta, from Spain, from Belgium, as well as huge numbers from England and Scotland coming to test the Irish riders on our Irish road this next weekend.
And suppose it's like any sport, getting kids into it at underage is important. I'm going to take Eugene McGettigan, the club chairman. I'm going to take you in here, Eugene. Suppose, right. And that's the important thing. It's getting and on the saddle and cycling and seeing do you like it. But then it's putting you up against the best in Europe here as well. So that has to be a very good factor for you as a club and for Irish cycling as a whole.
Oh yeah, it's a real spectacle. Like, you know, to see these riders and putting themselves against the best. It's fantastic. Like, it's all very well. Like, with riders like Eddie Dunbar has come through and been in Churchill racing and Letterkenny, and you know, it's great for him. You see him up there in the highlights where he is now. But for a lot of young riders, this is their Tour de France. You know, so it's great even for them to come along and complete the Errigal International Youth Tour. Is a massive achievement for them. You know.
And looking at the underage, the age groups, I should say, James, it's boys and girls. It's under 12, under 14, and under 16.
Yep, we have, and for the last 2 years, we've split the races into boys and girls. So we have 6 races per stage. So we have under 12 boys. There's roughly 45 of those registered at the minute. The under 12 girl, there's 17 registered. Under 14 boy, there's 70 registered. Under 14 girl, there's 17. And under 16 boy, there's 80 registered. And 14 under 16 girls. So we've 6 separate races to run at each one of those stages. So it's good to have the mixture, and really the separate girls races has really brought extra girls to the races, and that it's a whole separate thing for them to be in their own races, because for years girls cycling was the way it was run, that the girls got a handicap of 1 year and the older girls raced against boys 1 year younger than them. But now for the last 2 years we've got the girls into completely separate races, which is a real bonus for them.
And it starts on Saturday, Eugene, and it goes right through to Monday, so it's a big undertaking as well.
Yeah, for sure. On Saturday, first stage is in Churchill Village, starts and finishes in Churchill. And on Sunday, we move over to Godore, into the industrial estate there. We've got a criterium, which takes place after a morning time trial. The morning time trial leaves from Roty's garage and goes up there towards the Errigal car park there. On Monday morning then we return back to Churchill, and we'll finish with the famous climb up Keelogues. And we finish back in the village.
Some spectacular scenes, James, there across the county. Some of the most beautiful parts of the county and the country, you're going to tell me.
Well, sure. We'll claim it all anyway in Donegal, but yeah, it's a new venture for this year with the roadworks in Errigal. We've had to think outside the box and come up with new locations. So we've changed the format of the race, and we've taken it into the heart of Donegal, into the Gaeltacht. We're delighted to be going to Dunluce. We've got a great welcome down there from the business people in Dunluce and Gaeldoir, and also from out of the Gaeltacht, who have backed us and brought us into the business, the Gaeldoir Business Park of the Gaeldoir Industrial Estate. It's something new for us. And then we're back to Keelogues to finish the race on what is really the classic Irish youth stage, the top of Keelogues climb.
And suppose you were touching, Eugene, it's about getting maybe that next step for a lad or a girl who wants to push it on as a career. As you can see, the Tour de France is on this weekend, and this is the platform, really, you feel, given that platform as well for young riders to do so.
Absolutely, it can be an eye-opener. Like, you know, they see the teams coming and setting up in a very professional way, and they can see how other people do it. And you know, you see different clubs and teams coming back year after year. They make friends, they gain knowledge, and they come back year after year. The feedback we get is phenomenal. Like, you know, they absolutely love the countryside out here, and they love the racing here. And like I say, if they want to move on a level, they find out what they have to do.
And suppose, James, that's something we don't take for granted, is the information that maybe might be passed on, because Ireland, suppose, traditionally, you know, we do have, you know, some good riders coming out of the country, but you look at France and you look at, you know, strongholds of the sport as well, and maybe passing that knowledge along really does help.
Hey, look at the chance for our riders to see the best that are coming from overseas as an opportunity they don't get very often. We're not going to produce massive numbers of top riders, but as Eugene mentioned earlier on, Eddie Dunbar was our first winner back in 2012. He's now riding with Team Ineos, Team Sky, as they were. You know, and so that's something for loads of people to go and aspire to. If you go back to the first youth tours, Mark Cavendish was one of the original winners down in Kerry, and he's gone on to great things over the years. So the chance to come to this and compete against riders, you know, those top riders from all over, it's a great opportunity. And I suppose it's not just about those top riders. There are people there who are here to just see the top of kilos, to here to get to the end of that stage, here to progress themselves one wee bit further, to push themselves one wee bit further. So there's opportunities for all level cyclists over next weekend.
I have to admit, I did stumble across Churchill on the day of the setup, but it was eye-opening, at least to say the least, to see the amount of preparation that goes in, and you know, a lot of the teams and the colours that they bring to the area as such, Eugene.
Yeah, brilliant. They love it. They set up camp in Churchill, and they bed down there for the weekend, a lot of them, and they just have a carnival of a weekend, like, you know, and it's just a lot of families come and they make it their holiday, like the August Bank holiday. They make it a family holiday, and yeah, it's great to see. And every year we get feedback telling us, you know, we have to run this again, and you know, we want to come back, and you know, we tell them to go off and tell other people or bring them along, and you know, it's great that we're promoting Donegal in this way, and we're holding such an event of this international flavour, like such a big event in the county.
A nice, beautiful part of the county, a nice nice accents up this direction too, but the competitive edge, James, is something that a lot of the riders go for as well. It's just not the look at the scenery.
No, it's about the yellow jersey and the polka dot jersey, and if you're there looking at the finish line and the sprints across the top of Churchill on Saturday afternoon or Monday morning, you'll see the drive and the will to win and the want to win there. So yeah, there's a lot at stake.
One thing we can't control is the weather. Look, as we were saying off air, it'd be great to get a good week, and it really would show off the county in its best. But I suppose you have to deal with what do you have to deal with?
Yeah, we've had, look, like we spoke before, we've had the first 2 years was absolutely glorious weather, and everybody thought this is what the strangers coming thought, this is what Donegal does all the time. The next 2 years we got complete washouts, and the riders had to, you know, adjust and ride the bikes accordingly. So whatever the weather comes, we'll cope with. But this for spectators and for the riders taking part, you know, the better the weather, you know, the better for everybody all around.
And before I let you go, gentlemen, Eugene, you have a couple of thank yous. Suppose, like every event, you have people helping out in the background.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you couldn't run an event this size without a lot of help. And, you know, we've had people that's with us from day one, like, you know, we just want to thank the members of Donegal County Council that support us every year. We have a local bike shop, LK Bikes, on board every year. They've helped us out with Securland, The Kitchen, Churchill Stone, Boyce's Centra, Cope Dunlow, TFS, Terence Diver. We have Gardas, the Gardas Shikana, Uders na Gaeilte. We have Donegal Sports Partnership. And we'd like to thank the residents and local businesses in the Churchill, Gidore, Letterkenny area, Dunlewy. So, you know, with all the marshals that come out to help, even marshals that come out from different clubs to help us as well, we couldn't run the event and make it as safe as what it is. As you say, with the weather, you can't predict. But on the ground, we have a safety plan, and we have to secure the route as much as possible. So that's what we're asking for the public's cooperation, if they come across marshals, and just a little bit of understanding, and just even just get out along the road and see what's happening and support it, like, you know, because these raiders are out there giving it their all, and you know, from the front to the back, like, they're all putting in the same effort, like, you know,
as well. And I suppose, James, before we let these go as well, just from Saturday the 3rd to Monday the 5th, it's a festival of cycling and racing. Anybody that's interested, where can they get more details and how can they find out about it?
I suppose there is an Airgill International Youth Tour 2019 Facebook page where the most up-to-date information is available. That's probably the best place to go. The Airgill Cycling Club Facebook page and website is there, but the most up-to-date and off-the-minute stuff is on the Airgill International Youth Tour 2019 Facebook page.